Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going on a deep dive, and this one is really interesting. This memoir, My Life as a Boy.
Yeah, it's not your typical memoir, is it?
Not at all. And you've all had time to look over the PDF, so let's dig into the good stuff.
I mean, where do we even begin? The structure alone is wild.
Right. Like the chapters jump all over the place. It's not chronological at all. And the titles, they're more like keywords.
Yeah, little hints at the themes, and then that voice, the way the author talks directly to the reader, it's like we're in on some secret.
A conspiracy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know the author claims to have done it all. Modeling, comedy, writing, even served in the army, disguised as a man.
I mean, that's a whole other level. That boy experiment, as they call it, that seems to be at the core of
It
everything.
makes you think, right? The author's mother, Eve Page, she really believed raising her kid as a boy was the only way to escape how women were treated back then.
It's a huge question, though. Like, how far do we go to level the playing field? And did it even work?
Well, the memoir goes deep into what it was like for the author growing up like that, always hiding who they really were.
School, just hanging out with people, even using the bathroom. It's like every single thing was a risk of getting found out.
A constant performance, almost.
But did it work? Did that boy experiment actually free them? Or just create a whole new set of problems?
It's tough to say. I mean, the author does seem to suggest being seen as male opened up doors that wouldn't have been there otherwise.
Sure, but there's also this feeling of not belonging, like they're stuck playing a part.
And this idea of reinvention, it just keeps popping up. Model, comic, writer, always changing.
It makes you wonder, was the author looking for something specific, or were they just adapting constantly? What do you think drove that need to keep reinventing?
Maybe it was a bit of both. You can tell they're ambitious, but maybe also never quite fitting in a world that had such strict roles for men and women.
And let's be honest, the author doesn't shy away from name dropping.
Oh, totally. Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, Flip Wilson, Bill Graham.
Big names. It does give us a peek behind the curtain of Hollywood, but.
But how much of it is true? Are we getting the real story, or is it embellished?
Maybe even satire. It's hard to tell. That line between fact and fiction gets blurry.
That's part of what makes this memoir so interesting. It's not straightforward. It makes you think, makes you question things.
And then there are the author's views on relationships, on gender roles. Not exactly traditional.
That story about the strip Monopoly game, wow.
On the surface, it's funny. But there's a lot more there about power dynamics, societal pressures, even how relationships can be transactional.
It's also important to remember this was written later in life.
Right, so it's all filtered through the lens of hindsight. The author is choosing how they want to present their life, the message they want to send.
And what do you think that message is?
I think it's about challenging everything. What we think we know, the assumptions we make, even the categories we put people into.
Totally. Like, they're pushing back against this idea that anything is fixed, whether it's gender, societal
Or
roles.
even reality itself.
Which brings us to this idea of information magic.
Right, it keeps popping up, but it's so
It's
cryptic.
like we're missing a piece of the puzzle.
But I think it's crucial to understanding the author's whole worldview. Like, maybe reality isn't set in stone. Maybe our perceptions shape our experiences.
So by changing what information we pay attention to, we change our reality.
That's the idea. It's not magic like pulling a rabbit out of a hat.
But it is about the power of perception.
And about recognizing the stories we tell ourselves, they really do shape how we live.
Which, when you think about it, makes all that reinvention, all those different roles the author takes on, even more interesting.
It's like they were always pushing those boundaries of what's possible, of how far you can bend perception and reality.
Like a series of social experiments.
Exactly. They make us question everything we think we know about gender, about identity, even about what's real and what's not.
I have to say, this memoir has really made me rethink some things about gender, identity, even truth itself.
It reminds us that there are so many ways to experience the world, and sometimes the best stories are the ones that don't fit into any neat boxes.
Yeah, it's not your typical autobiography, that's for sure.
It's something much richer, much more complex. It makes you think, and it stays with you long after you've finished reading it.
Absolutely. It makes you question, makes you reflect, it makes you see the world in a whole new way.
And with that, we'll take a break. But when we come back, we'll keep exploring the layers of my life as a boy. You know, when we talk about information magic, we have to talk about the author's time in the army.
At Fort Ord, when they said they were serving as a man and no one knew.
Yeah, it seems wild, right? But they tell it with such detail, you almost believe it.
And that picture, in uniform. But come on, how could they pull that off? Medical exams, training, being around other soldiers all the time.
It does seem impossible, unless, what if we think about it through that information magic lens? Maybe it wasn't just a physical disguise.
You mean like controlling the story, how people saw them?
Right. They talk about confidence, believing in your own act, even if it's crazy. Maybe that's part of information magic.
The power of belief to actually change things.
Maybe. It connects to something else I noticed, how the author goes back and forth between being a woman and presenting as male. Like, those two identities, they're not so separate after all.
That blurring is really clear in their relationships, too. Some partners knew their past, others had no clue.
And you see how power dynamics play out in romantic relationships with family. Always this tension between wanting to be independent and the pressure to fit those traditional roles.
Like with Doneb Designs, the family business. At first, they were supposed to be in charge, but then...
pushed aside. Their ideas ignored. Contributions minimized. Happens all the time. Women trying to make it in a man's world.
It's a betrayal, for sure. And it shows how complicated their relationship with their parents was, especially Eve Page.
She's painted as this trailblazer, a woman who broke the rules. But then maybe the boy experiment was its own kind of control, forcing the author into Eve's vision.
Another layer to the whole identity thing. It's not just outside forces shaping us. It's also that fight within ourselves to break free and decide who we are.
And that fight, it plays out in Hollywood, too. All those parties, the Rat Pack, the glamour and the darkness.
That story about the party at Sinatra's house. It's creepy. Makes you see a whole other side to these famous people.
It's not just Sinatra, though. Every interaction, Flip Wilson, Sammy Davis Jr., you see admiration, frustration, but always that awareness of who holds the power.
Remember when the author asked Flip Wilson for advice? But they were disguised as a man.
Like they had to put on that male persona just to be taken seriously as a comedian.
It makes you wonder how much their whole life was an act, a way to survive in a world that wasn't made for them.
It's a question that runs through the whole memoir, and it circles back to information magic.
If reality is flexible, if how people see us can be manipulated, then who we are becomes an act too.
Wow. And then all that reinvention, switching between roles, maybe it was pushing the limits of that act?
Figuring out who they could be, not just who they were.
Testing the boundaries of what society says is okay. For men, for women, for anyone who doesn't fit in those neat little boxes.
But it's not all serious stuff, right? There's humor in this memoir, too. Moments where the author is really vulnerable and honest.
Like that story about the ugly baby on the train. Classic. Finding the funny side of everyday life.
And real tenderness, too, especially when they talk about love and family. Even with all the chaos, that need for connection shines through, a search for something deeper.
And that search for meaning, I think that's the heart of this whole memoir, trying to understand their own life, but also those bigger forces that shape us all.
It's like the way the memoir is written, all jumbled up. That kind of reflects how the author lived, doesn't it?
It does. Always reinventing, seeing things from different angles. It's not a typical story, just like their life.
Yeah, you never know what's coming next. One minute it's childhood, then bam. Hollywood party, then some deep thought about the universe.
It's like they're saying, keep up, embrace the messiness, see how it all connects.
Which brings us back to information magic. It's everywhere, but so hard to pin down. Any new insights?
It's a real head scratcher, but I think it's the key to understanding the author. They're saying reality isn't fixed, right? How we see things shapes what we experience.
So if we change what we focus on, we change reality itself.
That's the gist. It's not magic, like spells and potions.
But the power of perception, choosing what influences us.
Exactly. And those stories we tell ourselves, they matter.
That makes all the reinvention, the different identities, even more fascinating. Like they were experimenting, seeing how far they could go.
Pushing those boundaries. How much can we shape reality? How much can we shape ourselves?
This memoir has definitely made me rethink some things. Gender, identity, what's true, what's not.
It's a good reminder that everyone experiences the world differently. And sometimes the most interesting stories are the ones that break all the rules.
It's made me think about my own life, too. You know, if the author could do all that, what's holding the rest of us back?
That's a great question for all of us to consider. If you could reinvent yourself, anything at all, what would it be? And what would it take to make that happen? I think the author would say it all starts with the information, the stories we choose to believe. That's where the magic begins.